Well, we're gearing up for Thanksgiving.
Yep. Gobble, gobble.
We're probably going to have to... Are we going to do Thanksgiving off, or are we going to have an audience here? Live studio audience?
On Thursday? I'm not sure, but we could do a Thanksgiving gobble, gobble.
Yeah, you sounded real confident. Hi, I'm here because I have to be, Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom, who's here because she has to be.
And this is Even My Mom Has a Podcast.
We just finished a nice family dinner.
Yep. Well, I mean, well, we had meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
If you consider that nice.
Well, that's pretty
lucky. Do they serve meatloaf at Buckingham Palace?
I don't know if
they
like it.
Does that serve for the dignitaries that visit?
I doubt it. I don't know what they do.
You think Donald Trump shows up? I hope they brought meatloaf. You know, he was on Celebrity Apprentice. Good singer. Right?
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Oh, today we had excitement. My youngest son, your youngest brother, hit a deer or a buck last night about 4 o'clock in the morning.
With a baseball bat or maliciously attacked one? Oh, he ran one over, huh?
Yeah, I hit one.
At about 4 in the morning?
A little bit before 4, I think. Told his car.
Did not roll. Now, it had the antlers, all that stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he said it was a buck.
But it didn't roll up onto the windshield. However...
His
he hit this thing at 55
tall.
Miles per hour. Acura MDX, second generation, 2007 Acura MDX. You guys bought it new. It was about 50 grand new.
Yeah.
Now it's worth nothing, but it's being towed away. Yeah.
Maybe $1,000.
The airbags did not come on.
That's scary. So that's probably a good thing that he totaled the car.
It's a good thing he didn't hit a semi-truck and the airbags didn't come on.
Yeah.
Now, there was a big Honda recall on airbags. They just decided not to issue the recall. Not enough people died in the Acura MDX for us to issue a recall.
Yeah.
You know? So he really got lucky there.
He did.
Because he could have fallen asleep behind the wheel, driving, you know, in the early morning like that after work.
Yeah, he's working
and
nights.
And possibly hit something bigger, like a tree, that would have taken him out.
Right. He did good, though. He stayed on the road and, you know.
Well...
Off the road and hit a tree or anything.
I've been playing The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild for about 2 weeks.
How's
I completed
that
it last night.
Oh, you did?
I snuck in underneath the chasm, underneath Hyrule Castle, and I snuck past a bunch of tough monsters, and I stared down Ganondorf, and he became Demon King Ganondorf, and he was summoning stuff, and I used my rocket shield to pop up in the air, and then I went, you know, like in The Matrix, they have bullet time where things slow down?
Uh-huh.
In Legend of Zelda, you have arrow time.
Oh.
When you're gliding in the air, you can bust out your bow and arrow. So for people who aren't a great shot.
Did you do that?
Well, he would get under me and I couldn't see him. But I had 3 fairies in a jar and he was killing me. And when you die with a fairy in your inventory, it revives you to half health. And I barely, so I took him out.
Your fairies helped you out, huh?
And everything looked good, okay? Now look, spoilers, okay? The game takes place about 5 years after the Breath of the Wild game, okay? But at the beginning of the game, you're spelunking underneath the castle with Princess Zelda, okay? Link is. And something happens, they get separated, and Zelda vanishes back in time 1,000 years to the first version
Sounds
of
like
Hyrule
Outlander.
Kingdom, okay? So she's hanging out 1,000 years ago with the original founders of Hyrule. And the bad guy that's always the bad guy in the Zelda series, his name's Ganondorf. He takes over and stuff, and the Master Sword got destroyed, and she has a scheme to repair it, and she has to become a dragon to repair the dragon sword, the Master Sword. So the Master Sword's like in her like a unicorn, okay? During the course of the game, you find people that will help you on your journey, and they're called the Five Sages, and you learn that you can repair the Master Sword. There was a dragon flying above you this whole time that had the Master Sword in it.
You didn't know that?
Well, it was a big surprise that the dragon is Zelda.
Oh, okay.
So then Ganondorf became a dragon, and then Zelda the dragon comes, and then you have to fight the dragon versus dragon in the air, and you have to try to jump on the bad dragon and hit his spikes with the Master Sword.
So you help out the good dragon.
It took 1,000 years for the Master Sword to get repaired inside the dragon, in the dragon's head. I thought it would have been more dramatic if you needed the Master Sword and in removing it killed the dragon, and you didn't know that it was Princess Zelda. If it was on Xbox, it'd have a dire consequence like this, but it's a Nintendo game, so everybody comes together, okay? Everybody hold hands. Zelda's Zelda again, and Link is still friend-zoned and all that stuff, yeah. So Now I'm playing Kirby Air Riders.
This is the first time you played Kirby, isn't it? Isn't that cute?
I hadn't played a Kirby game since the 92 game on Game Boy, which I think Tyler had.
And how old were you in 92?
About 45.
No, so you weren't.
I looked about 14. The same. No, what? 14?
How old were you in 92?
I was like 7.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is the amiibo for Kirby Air Riders. He sits on the star and it's magnetic and he pops on and off. And you're supposed to buy a few different ones of them and you can trade out the vehicle. And it changes a few things with the game.
Have you used it yet?
Yeah, I shot a video for this while you were cooking your meatloaf because it was damaged.
Oh.
He had some weird creases in him. The packaging for this crimped at the plastic.
How'd you fix it?
Blow dryer.
Oh, does it still work?
It looks brand new. It
does
smooth
look good.
Now.
You just smoothed it out a little
bit. Smoothed it out,
did
yeah.
you think that yourself or did you read it online?
People were saying, somebody that does figurine stuff said, oh, you'd be surprised. The plastic wants to pop back to its original shape.
That's cool.
So that's the amiibo for that. And the playing the game, it's real crazy. People may think it's a Mario Kart clone, some mascot kart racing game. But really, that's one aspect of it. You have a bunch of different things you have to do. And you, all the machines are different every time. You're gathering
so you're
all these power-ups. It's pretty fun.
Cool.
So, yeah, you might want to check
out. What's it called?
Kirby Air Riders. We'll have a link for you to pick that up on Amazon if you want, or as well as the amiibo there. That's Kirby with the, I think it's called a Warp Star.
Neat. Looks like a magic carpet or kind of something.
Yeah, well, I mean, you get a bunch of different things and you duke it out, but sometimes you have to work together with people and sometimes you do events like a high jump and it's fun. So there you go.
Cool.
Well, I think it might be time to get into the news.
Oh, the news.
The news is kind of like a game, almost, right?
It's lame.
Well, did you hear about Miss Jamaica?
Miss Jamaica is Miss Universe, right?
No, she isn't. That'd be Miss Mexico. Miss Jamaica fell off stage during the pageant.
Too much Jamaica?
Well, there's not really any sound here, but you can see that she starts.
Did she trip?
She starts walking on the stage, and she. Well, if I could get this to load for you. We're going to have to fire it up on Instagram. Come on.
These women that make it to Miss Universe are really pretty.
She's walking on stage. She's got some kind of cape. And
like a butterfly.
She's waving it. I don't know when this was exactly. This may not have been during the telecast. Maybe this was some stage prep thing.
She kind of looks like one of the
tall gals.
Victoria's Secret gals.
So she's going to walk off to her left. And you know, Zoolander doesn't turn left. And this is why.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. That's probably when they have a Chiron up there, Miss Jamaica. Here's her name, representing whatever.
Bless her heart.
Walked off stage.
Wow.
Had to get taken away in a stretcher. They say she's responsive or whatever, so she didn't die.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know the real update on that. Probably broke a leg.
That's scary.
I don't believe she continued competing, though.
She probably messed up her face.
Probably messed up her face. I don't think they've seen her. We've seen her again. So.
That was definitely a face plant, I'm afraid.
You think so?
Pretty sure.
Well, they build those stages up like that.
Oh, my goodness.
So Josh Allen was sacked a record 8 times in a Bills loss. I guess this was
last night.
Was this last night against the Texans?
Yeah, they're playing
Houston
the Texans.
Houston won 23-19. Yep. Yeah. I mean, I really thought the Bills would have a chance to go undefeated this year. Instead, they're laying a goose egg.
Right? You know what I told Dad? I said, those Texans look like Power Rangers out there running around in their red uniforms. They look like football players.
Go, go, Texas.
Power Rangers.
Houston Texans. Yeah, something like that. They do a little bit. The shiny, the metallic helmets isn't a good look for most of the teams. No.
Too much red.
So he was sacked for a record 8 times, they say. There is a matchup coming up Sunday.
What?
That's going to be the Browns and the Raiders. And they think the Raiders... There's a Raiders player who might get the NFL record for sacks in a game.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Shedeur Sanders is going to get his first start, and he holds on to the ball way too long. He holds on to the ball, and he gets sacked. I think the limiting factor here is how long are they going to let Shedeur play? We've seen enough. You're done in one quarter.
Is he doing any good?
No, he's kind of hot garbage in a way. He's the opposite of what the NBA's Oklahoma City Thunder are doing. You know what their record is?
Are they winning?
15-1.
Awesome.
The one loss they had, their second best guy wasn't playing.
Yeah.
They beat teams in three quarters. Then SGA, or as your husband calls them, GAS.
Sounds like me. I'm rubbing up on him.
So he sits out. He doesn't play the fourth quarter. Still scores 30 points a game. They win by 20, 30, or whatever. 15-1. They're on a record pace for like a 75-win season. They're strong favorites to just run the floor here.
That's great.
There doesn't look like there's anyone in their path, possibly.
How about the Golden State Warriors?
They put a beat down on them the other day. They put a beat down on the Lakers. Everybody wants to dodge them. LeBron James wanted to wait until they were done. We had an easy schedule for him to return to basketball and things like that. And then he talked to himself, the best thing about me is I can play every position. Yeah, poorly. So, like, it doesn't make much sense. Lastly, in sports, we have a full fight card for the Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua.
And you saw him in person, right?
No, I saw a different guy.
Oh, okay.
Wilder. Okay. This guy's British. Dante Wilder's bigger and
But he's supposed to fight pretty soon too, isn't he?
This is on the 19th.
Okay.
This is about a month away, less than a month away in December on Netflix. Now, is this going to be fixed? Is this going to be you fall down or we go to a draw and you make if you win, you don't get as much money?
Is it a pay-per-view?
No, it's on Netflix,
cool.
Which means it's probably going to crash and we'll watch it the next day. They filled out the card.
Like
they have a couple of guys that are a little over the hill, but they're MMA fighters that specialize more in the kickboxing. So
yeah.
It might be kind of like in their line of training. And they also have a bunch of women fighting, but the women are fighting for titles. I think they're doing this because last time the women's fights were actually more exciting than the main event.
I remember that.
So this could be kind of interesting. He's fighting a guy much taller than him. This guy's 6'6".
Looking up at him.
He's fighting a guy who's going to have more reach, more experience.
So how tall is the
and
short guy?
Who's still largely in his prime. He's like, I don't know, 6 feet, 6'1".
Are
or
these
something.
Considered middleweights?
This is probably going to be a heavyweight fight.
Okay.
Heavyweight's actually 200 pounds plus
okay. In
boxing.
All right.
So would you be a heavyweight?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Are you supposed to be a little bit closer to your microphone?
I can get closer.
Okay.
Closer.
So who do you think's going to win the fight?
I don't know. The short guy.
You could have just said the white guy.
It doesn't look white to me.
Well, it's like if you have enough tattoos, are you still white? If you're majority not covered?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
He doesn't look like he's white.
All right. So how about we play a game? A game called...
Dead or Alive. I guess.
Well, that's because I haven't re-upped Spotify or Apple Music to do you any music quizzes so much.
Get busy.
Now, last time I gave you 70s actors,
from
TV stars from the 70s.
And I got them all correct.
Can you get TV actresses from the 70s?
Of course I can.
Here we go. First
right
up,
and wrong.
Mary Tyler Moore. Do you know what her birthday is?
Is it your birthday?
Yes. Her, Ted Danson... This guy that was in a bad alien movie, the two people that broke into the house in Don't Breathe,
and the one in Taxi Drive, the Taxi Show. What's her name? Isn't she on your birthday too? The actress,
Mary Lou Henner.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No,
okay.
I'm talking about Mary Tyler Moore here.
Okay.
Ted Danson, Jude Law. And yeah, there's a few of us. We hang out.
Cool people.
Cool. A few cool people. Yeah.
Who's on my birthday?
Nobody.
Yes.
I don't remember.
From the Alien.
Sigourney Weaver.
That's my birthday.
All
we
right.
have the same birthday.
So what do you think? Mary Tyler Moore dead or alive?
Of course. Bless her heart. She's dead.
Mary Tyler Moore
I've seen her
is
statue. I was
dead.
I was right.
Valerie Harper from Rhoda.
I think she may not be no longer alive either.
Valerie Harper is...
Because they're quite a bit older than me.
Also dead, 2019.
They were both neat ladies.
Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what did we almost say there?
I said, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, okay. Joyce DeWitt.
I think she's no longer alive either.
Joyce DeWitt is...
Oh, she's alive.
Still
Sorry about
alive.
That, Joyce. Well, Suzanne Summers, is she passed away yet? No.
Yeah, she died.
She died.
I asked Grok to give me five actresses, some dead and alive. I swapped out Suzanne Somers for Joyce DeWitt. Okay. So Lindsay Wagner, the bionic woman.
Yeah, that's what Grandma used to say I reminded her of.
Were you breaking stuff?
I wish I was a bionic woman.
Were you breaking things that were expensive?
I look like her, which I don't see.
Is Lindsay Wagner dead or alive?
She's dead.
Lindsay Wagner is alive.
Good.
1949, still living.
So how that makes her pretty old. Because I'm pretty old.
Yeah. So how that makes her pretty old.
She's like 78 or 79.
Linda Carter from Wonder Woman.
She's still alive.
Linda Carter is still alive.
When was she born?
1951.
She's 3 years older than your father, so she's like 75.
So you got two of those wrong. Are you kind of ashamed?
I'm a bit shamed.
All right, now I'm sure you have some kind of movie quote for me.
I do.
Right?
Let me get it. So what are you looking forward most about Thanksgiving? What's the best part of Thanksgiving?
How is that a quote?
I'm asking you a question while I look for the quote.
Because family, okay, look, there is no Thanksgiving vacation. There's a Christmas vacation. They wouldn't talk about Thanksgiving on it. But there was a turkey. So I don't think that's from the movie.
I know, but what's your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
Everyone leaving.
No, you know what I like? I like just chilling out afterwards and looking at the ads, the Christmas
or the Black Friday. And then
just taking it easy, eating leftovers.
Get your Black Friday shopping done on my Amazon shop, amazon.com/shop/VonFry.
What's a good thing to buy on there?
Probably Kirby over there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, here you go. You know, the thing about keeping your mouth closed is it prevents you from speaking, unless, of course, you're a ventriloquist.
Is this from a movie or a comedian?
It's a movie.
It sounds like a comedy thing.
Nope. You mean to say it again?
Can you give me a hint?
I don't know how they have two of them. I guess they... Okay. It's from one actor that said it was, I thought he looked like you in a movie we went to. And we were the only people in the movie theater.
So it's Russell Crowe.
And somebody else.
But what movie is Russell Crowe saying this in?
And I'll tell you who else it is. Ryan Gosling.
Okay, so this would be The Good Guys.
The Nice Guys.
The Nice Guys, right. I hadn't seen that. You hadn't seen it either.
I haven't. 2016.
They made some kind of good impression at like an award show, and they're like, wow, they look like a good duo. It's a good thing they have a movie coming out. That's why they're on the stage together, but... Yeah, I wish Russell Crowe lost about 50 pounds. Someone needs to just like sneak some Ozempic into him, you know, like when he's asleep.
Because
I've seen him and stuff, and he just looks so heavy. And they just use him as like he's the old dad, the old villain guy, or whatever.
That's what happens to people when they get older.
Yeah. Well. So, anyways, yeah, you really picked a popular movie there.
Sorry, I had to stump you. I even gave you hints.
Well, how is this two people saying it? That's weird. Okay.
I guess.
All right. Whatever you say, lady.
You make me sound like the old guy on the Westerns. What was his name? I forgot.
Which old guy?
Some old guy that used to talk like that.
Yeah. What would he say? What Westerns?
Like he was like the old man in the Westerns, and sometimes he was like the cook and stuff. And
yeah, are we talking about somebody from Blazing Saddles or no?
No. I'll ask your father. I'll tell you guys next week who I'm talking about. Bye-bye now. Happy Thanksgiving.
So are we going to try to have a live audience? Aunt Alice is going to be here. She's one of our two listeners.
Is she really?
She might want to see the podcast in action. She's always like, how do you do it?
She
I don't know how you do
time.
It. How do you do it? I don't know how you know what to say.
We just talked.
Does she not know how conversations work? Like, what's the deal?
We could film it Wednesday night if you wanted to do it.
I think we should do it with her hair. She has not seen it live.
We could have a guest host. You and her do it instead of me and her. Me and you. You and her do it.
No.
And say it's live with my aunt, Alice.